Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Forest, a safe place where we have the freedom to think about life without judgment. We take a look at society, we examine it, and we allow for the possibility of something new, something different. And now, here's your host, Alan Ritter.
Welcome, everyone, to this 16th day of September 2018. It's a little past 9 p.m. on a wonderful Sunday night, and it's time for another episode of An Emerging Forest. And as you can hear from all the multitude of voices in the background, I am by myself tonight. This hasn't happened in a while, like last week. So if you're listening and you're interested and you have something to say about anything, if you want to talk about anything at all, I have some things I want to talk about tonight, but this is also your show. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. And the number to do that is 646-564-9714. And I can just reach down at my feet and pull up some of the floor and give it to you, and you'll have the floor. Talk about what you want to talk about. So, as has been happening in the last few years, my perspective has continued to change, and how I define myself and my relationship with what I want to do has continued to change. And I started to think about how we define ourselves and then how we define our ability to change ourselves. And so I sort of came up with a topic tonight. And the topic tonight is the relationship you have with yourself, because we have a soul. I mean, in my picture of the universe, we have a soul, and our soul has brought us here to have an experience, and we're having that experience in order to grow our character. And we can give ourselves more or less latitude to perform actions in the world. And so the relationships you have with yourself, first and foremost, are what are the concepts that you hold to be true, and how do you see yourself acting in the world? So you hold some concepts to be true, and you have received those concepts from education, from various methods, and you believe that structure of the world is correct. and you operate within that structure. And you basically run your life a certain way because of these the methods that you've been taught to execute your life. And then within those, in that structure of the world, you have, you give yourself power to change or to be a player at a certain level. So regardless of what you hold as true or hold as what the shape of the world is, you also say, you also define yourself and you say, and I'm allowed to operate at this level. Those are basically structures of how you see the world. And then the structure, the next structure is how you act within that perceived world. So the next sort of section that I'd like to talk about, and I'm sort of giving a summary of what I want to talk about tonight, is how you react to events. And this is basically events will come to you, and because of the way you perceive the world, you can receive events as being auspicious or unauspicious, or you can receive the world as being completely pessimistic, or you can receive the world as being completely optimistic, somewhere in between. Some gray area is probably the way you receive the world. So it's sort of a broad canvas of how we see the world. So as we grow up, we can change how we view the world by thinking about the world. And I'll give an example of my own life, from my own life. So I started out in your quote-unquote standard American academic family. And I received a PhD because I thought that was the right thing to do. I thought that was the path that I should take. And during all of this, getting a PhD, getting a quote-unquote regular job, and sort of having a regular career, I was encased or believing in the concepts of the world that I had been taught at a very young age. I had no reason to doubt, and so I had no reason to examine anything. So I didn't. And I got to age 44, and for some reason, my life took a change, and I started to examine the ideas, and I found a lot of the ideas to be lacking, or to be false, or to be illusory. And that was a shock. And from then, I began to be curious about everything. And this wasn't to point a finger at the past definition and say it was wrong. It was just to point a finger at myself and say I was changing. And so that's the first part of the world, is the definitions that you hold from a young age, and you start to change those concepts. You start to examine what you believe in, and what happens as a result of that is your life doesn't remain the same at all. And my life has not remained the same for since 2005. Yeah, the beginning of 2005, my life has continued to change. And whereas my life was pretty much on rails or within the social context of a middle level scientist at a high tech firm, making his living and not doing very much of anything else. So, then there's how you see yourself acting in the world. And if you see yourself, there has to be a need or a vision of who you see yourself as, or what, there has to be a reason why you want to either enlarge or reduce your role in society. And for me, it's been understanding what I would say, where my food comes from. It sounds like a very sedate, where does my food come from? And my food comes from fields, and they happen to be all over the place at this point. Maybe in California, maybe in Florida, maybe in South America, basically a lot of different places. And if I want to make sure that those crops are grown so that they give me nutritionally sound food, that's a lot of ground to cover. That's a lot of air to understand. That's a lot of politics to assess and make sure things are being done as I would like them to be done. So this gets into the area of sort of a larger vision of who you want to be, or who you would be interested in being, nor not to see for other people, but just to see for yourself. Once you start to change this vision or this definition of concepts that you hold, you begin to repetitively upgrade or update or change or research or understand that every concept that you hold is somewhat fragile. It's not real. And these concepts that you don't hold, the reason you understand these concepts aren't real is because you update them. And as you update them, you basically research and come to an understanding and have an aha moment. And the way you thought about the world changes. But then as you change it again, you come to understand that you shouldn't rely on how you perceive the world as being fixed anymore. You should basically say, I'm uncertain as to my beliefs, whereas before, when you were younger, I might have said, this is absolutely, completely true, and I rely on this 100%. As the bedrock of how I execute my existence. So you allow for the possibility more and more as you update for what you believe in not to be the case. Or maybe you believe in more than one thing. Maybe you start out believing that the Earth is a sphere, or an oblate spheroid, a little bit squashed of a sphere. And then something changes your viewpoint and for a period of time you believe it's flat. And then something changes your mind again and you don't believe either one of those definitions really sure how you should perceive the shape of the Earth or what the Earth is. And you don't really come to a realization of that how you think about the Earth really doesn't affect how you execute your daily life, how you execute your relationships with other people. It affects how other people execute their life. But it doesn't affect very much of your life. So you just I don't know what it is, I don't know how it works really, but I'm not going to get caught up in being upset about it. So for the most part, you start being pragmatic about what you believe in, and you start saying to yourself, I really don't know how I believe in that. I really don't need a definition for these things. I'll just live my life without a definition, and see how things work. So you become a pragmatist, except in a polite conversation when you want to appear to be, in one political camp or the other, then you can put on a big smile and use words that everybody else uses, like globe or sun or stars or things like that. So within that world, we all start out saying, I started out saying, let me speak for myself, let me not speak for other people. I want to have a job. I want to, a few good relationships. I want to, I don't even know if I want to be remembered for anything. Why would I want to do that? Whereas today, I don't know if I want to be remembered for anything, but I want to change some things. And the first thing that I have to change, and that's what we're talking about tonight, the first thing I have to change is I have to change how I think about my relationship with the world, how I think about my relationship with myself. And it is really this simple. I mean, it's taken me a while to get to this point where I understand, but it's really this simple. So I've always brought up this analogy of the role-playing character. So here I am, I'm this role-playing character, and I have how I have operated in the past. It defines my character. But right now, today, I'm going to get out a sheet of paper, and I'm going to draw a line down the middle of that paper. And I'm going to write down how I used to operate in the world. And I'm going to say, what are the results that I got from operating in the world that way? And then I'm going to go, past the line in the paper, and I'm not going to start with how I will operate in the world. I'm going to go to what are the results that I want to see in the world from my character as it is reborn. So I'm going to actually sit here, and I'm going to get a pen out, and I'm going to draw a line down the center of a piece of paper, and I'm going to write on one side, used to be, and going forward. And on the one side, I'm going to say, goals in the world. And on the other side, I'm going to write goals in the world. And then I'm going to draw an arrow down on both sides of the line. And those are going to be the goals. And then all the way to the left-hand side, I'm going to write at the top how I used to operate in the world to get my goals, because obviously I had goals and I got them a certain way. But now that I've changed my goals, I go all the way over to the right hand side of the paper and I write in how I will operate in the world to achieve my new goals. Now, some of these new goals, I might have a clue about how I need to change how I operate. Some of them I might not know at all. That is really interesting. So basically what you're going to wind up with, and you can even put it down in an Excel spreadsheet or something like that, is you've got squares. And you can fill it out. You can say, how did I used to operate in the world? I used to operate following. I used to do things this way. And what did I get as a result of that? What was my sphere of influence? And who did I know, and how could I get things done? What was the scale upon which I could get things done? What was the permission that I gave myself to be a player on a grand scale? Okay, so my new goal, the goal going forward, is how am I going to change my character? Now, in the middle, let's draw a bunch of X's in the middle. And these X's that you draw in the middle, you can draw some arrows at the bottom. And this, change over time in the character. You can write on the left-hand side, you can type in character A. And on the right-hand side, you can type in character B. So I'm really self-motivating this complete understanding how to change your character as we sit here tonight. So I've literally got sort of an overall skeleton of the process. It's not that you start with how do I operate today in the world? And what are my goals today in the world? Because you can pretty much see a correspondence there. Or some of your goals in the world might not have an understanding of how you're operating in order to get those goals today. And then you can say, but that's not my ambition. That's not what I'm shooting for, because I see what I'm shooting for. What am I shooting for? What are my goals in the world? And this could actually be multi-page. This could be, what are my goals for my physical condition? What are my goals for my diet? What are my goals for my company? What are my goals for my skills in specific areas? What is my goal for my how much cash flow I have? You can break it all down. I mean, you can say, how will I operate in the world to achieve these goals? Two areas, how you want to end up operating, and you might not know those things, but the things you can begin to identify is what's in the middle, what's in the changeover from character A to character B. Thank you so much for listening so far. My name is Alan Ritter. I'm the host of An Emerging Forest. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk we're having about character building and character changing and character design. And I would like to take the break right now, the half-hour break, and I like to play a song that I really like every time I play it. It's Dave the Bard, Green and Gray.
Black nor white, priest, hear what I say. fell from heaven and you fell from grace. You want dominion over this place. The piper smiled to the priest, he said, I was lord of animals, the wild hunt I led, until your God came here and with his jealous hand, it was he who wanted dominion over this land. For I'm no devil, I'm father to the land. I have been here since the earth began. Neither black nor said if evil is where it lies in the hearts of man. But you lead us, oh you tempt us, to rape, to steal, to kill. The piper said, whatever happened to free will? Then the grove lay empty, the priest told no one. The blossom lay upon the thorn and the piper's tune was done. And in the sunlit forest, the animals they bound, as the piper laid his goddess down. For I'm no devil, I'm father to the land. I have been here since the earth began. Neither black nor white. Hear what I say. I'm green and gray. I'm green and gray. I'm green and gray. I'm green and gray.
Tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Welcome back to an emerging forest on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We hope everyone was able to stretch their legs and get a drink. And now, back to Alan.
Pardon me for having silenced myself and being off the air for the last 20-some-odd minutes. That's rather crushing, and as I said, some pretty interesting things. Here is the first thing that you need to understand. Be kind to yourself when you make mistakes. Mistakes are there to be made. And believe me, I've made a lot of mistakes, and I don't look at them as mistakes anymore. I haven't forgiven myself for making mistakes. I've actually understood why I make mistakes, and it's to explore a larger space. I mean, the person who colors the coloring book and never goes outside the lines is not me. I go outside the lines all the time. And because I go outside the lines, I learn more about how to take care of oneself, how to be kind to oneself. Character design, the conscious part process. So design is something that you can leave, something you can. And as I said in the part that was needed, which didn't happen, so I need to say it again. You can go to the gym and do a workout that you say, here's what I'm going to do today. You've got it all written out. Or, like my writing, sometimes I give myself a concrete plan, but I don't define how long it's going to take me or where I'm going to come out. And I allow my larger self to basically say, oh, what about this? And that's where that character sheet came from today. Oh, what about this? I would like everyone to be understanding that you can design your character. You can have an intimate relationship, and you can allow your soul to come through in designing your next steps. And you can actually go very, very detailed into the next steps, and you can actually progress. And this is something that's just beginning to occur to me. I mean, I am developing my character, but as to having a very detailed plan, I haven't had a very detailed plan up until then. But tonight's inspiration is there it is. It's easy to write out the skeleton of a detailed plan. So why isn't it easy to write out a more detailed plan? I think it is. I think it's inspirational and interesting just to think about having that detailed plan. Started out as a character who wanted to achieve a certain level of nutrition in their body. In order to have certain experiences, who are you going to have experiences with? You'd want to have experiences with other people who are having like accessibility of nutritionally more complete food, in the words of Bob Kennard. So that isn't just nutritionally better, nutritionally more complete food just available for yourself, because then you don't have anybody to have an experience with. Having those foods available to more people over a longer period of time did it, not only did those minds expand into more fertile areas, but the next generation's minds expand as well. And this all comes from understanding that this can happen. First of all, you have to say, this is my goal. Or this is one of my goals. This is the general flow of my goals. And you write that down on the page one. You want to go from the fertility level, plant foods as they are today, to the goal of having more and more and more complete, more and more nutritious foods available in order to have, in order to meet people who eat those and have more to teach me. There's my goal. Thank you for listening tonight. Life is not complicated. Life is pretty simple. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And I'll try to figure out how to end the program, not blow up the engineering panel. Okay. There we go. My name is Alan Ritter, and this has been the 9/16/2018 episode of An Emerging Forest. Thank you so much for listening. I can be reached at RITTER.ALAN88@gmail.com if you want to be on the show. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.